What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have a wild breaking news story regarding Pope Leo being threatened by the Pentagon. The reporting from Christopher Hale says that the Pentagon summoned one of Pope Leo's top American diplomats and threatened him face-to-face after the U.S.-born pontiff Pope Leo gave his January State of the World address. Apparently, the Trump administration and the Pentagon took such offense to Pope Leo's State of the World address back in January that they felt the need to threaten him face to face. I want to play for you what Pope Leo said during that address a few months ago, and then I'll play for you J.D. Vance's response to all of this, because he was asked about this on the tarmac in Budapest, Hungary only moments ago, and he dug himself into a deeper hole by making snide remarks about the Pope's top American diplomat. So we're essentially in a situation where the Pentagon is trying to use thinly veiled threats, not even thinly veiled, direct threats in order to control the Pope. It even reports that the person who made the threat invoked the Avignon Papacy, which I had to do some research into. It's a period in the 14th century when the French monarchy controlled the Pope by force. So the Pope was controlled by force during the Avignon Papacy, and somebody threatened one of Pope Leo's diplomats with this exact wording. Let's jump into all of this. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Atomocler feed if you appreciate these breaking news videos and the debate content that we make. We're so close to 2 million, and that's because of you all. Okay, Christopher Hale reports, a stunning new report claims that the Pentagon summoned Pope Leo's top American diplomat and threatened him after the U.S.-born pontiff gave his January State of the World address. Leo used the address to denounce a world ruled, quote, by a diplomacy based on force and zeal for war. It's worth pointing out Pope Leo has made more comments since the Iran war started, but back in January, he was largely referring to the Venezuelan operation that Donald Trump launched and the prior Iran war called Operation Midnight Hammer that Donald Trump launched. This says, in January, behind closed doors at the Pentagon, Under Secretary of War for Policy Elbridge Colby summoned Cardinal Christophe Pierre. One more time. Elbridge Colby summoned Christophe Pierre, Pope Leo's top ambassador to the United States at the time, and delivered a lecture. America, Colby and his colleagues told the Cardinal, has the military power to do whatever it wants in the world. The Catholic Church had better take its side. As tempers rose, one U.S. official reached for a 14th century weapon and invoked the Avignon Papacy, the period when the French crown used military force to bend the Bishop of Rome to its will. That scene, broken this week by Mattia Farlisi, an extraordinary piece of journalism for the Free Press, may be one of the most remarkable moments in the long and knotted history of the American Republic's relationship with the Catholic Church. Let me just tell you all, this has sent shockwaves down the Catholic Church. In the speech that enraged Pete Hegseth and top Pentagon officials, Pope Leo said, quote, a diplomacy that promotes dialogue and seeks consensus among all parties is being replaced by a diplomacy based on force. We actually have the clip right here. Let's play it for you all.
A diplomacy that promotes dialogue and seeks consensus among all parties is being replaced by a diplomacy based on force by either individuals or groups of allies. War is back in vogue, and a zeal for war is spreading. The principle established after the Second World War, which prohibited nations from using force to violate the borders of others, has been completely undermined. Peace is no longer sought as a gift and a desirable good in itself, or in the pursuit of the establishment of the ordered universe willed by God, with a more perfect form of justice among men and women. Instead, peace is sought through weapons as a condition for asserting one's own dominion. This gravely threatens the rule of law, which is the foundation of all peaceful civil coexistence.
If you hear that and you take personal offense at the Pope just calling for peace, at the Pope saying a zeal for war is spreading and that we shouldn't abuse the principles founded after the Second World War with NATO, if that is personally offending to you, then you're just a warmonger freak. We then learned, not long ago, update, letters from Leo, the publication, can now independently confirm that this meeting took place and that the Vatican was so alarmed by the Pentagon's tactics that Pope Leo shelved plans to visit the United States later this year. Wow. Many in the Vatican saw the Pentagon's reference to an Avignon papacy as a threat to use military force against the Holy See. Let's hear about J.D. Vance. You know, let's watch J.D. Vance responding to this exact thing.
Okay, X has been abuzz the last couple of days with the Free Press story saying that senior Pentagon officials in January, including Rich Colby, brought Cardinal Pierre into the Pentagon.
Brought who?
Cardinal Christophe Pierre.
Okay.
Into the Pentagon.
I haven't seen the story, unfortunately.
And essentially, the reporting by the Free Press is that they told him that the American military has a lot of might and they can do whatever they want and the church should get on its side. Does that message sound correct to you? Is that something you would sign off on?
So one, I with no disrespect to the Cardinal, I don't know who Cardinal Christophe Pierre is.
He's the ambassador to the Holy See in the U.S.
Oh, okay. I've met him before. Sorry, I just didn't remember the name. I've never seen this reporting. I'd like to actually talk to Cardinal Christophe Pierre and, frankly, to our people to figure out what actually happened. I think it's always a bad idea to offer an opinion on stories that are unconfirmed and uncorroborated, so I'm not going to do that.
I mean, you don't even seem to know the guy who's in the story despite meeting him, so I wouldn't trust your opinion either way. Pedro points out, it's so funny, man. Vance wants to be seen as some pious statesman humbly converted to Catholicism, but the moment his political prospects are threatened by the Catholic Church exposing the moral corruption of the Trump administration, the mask slips and you can see the seething psychopath smirking through. Vance never stopped being the creep who wore wigs in college. He just changed the wigs a few times throughout the years. And in this clip right here, he's essentially trying to downplay the story, act like he doesn't know who Christophe Pierre is, and the original story is just effing absurd. In January, behind closed doors at the Pentagon, the Undersecretary for War delivered a lecture. America has the military power to do whatever it wants in the world. The Catholic Church better take his side. This is the man who delivered the threat, Elbridge Colby. He's not very threatening, and I guess this just underscores a broader point about how the United States is losing all of its moral clarity on the world stage. I mean, I can't believe I've made this entire video and I haven't even mentioned that only 48 hours ago, Donald Trump threatened to wipe out an entire civilization. He's threatening to wipe out civilizations while the Pentagon then threatens the people around Pope Leo and Pope Leo by proxy if they're not okay with these threats. Behind the scenes, Vatican officials were reportedly so alarmed by all of this, they began reconsidering major diplomatic engagements with the United States. Most notably, Pope Leo planned to visit for America's 250th anniversary, but that was shelved. He shelved it because he said he doesn't want to go due to the tensions building. Now, Pope Leo's address was so incredibly common sense that I can't believe people like Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, they are so drunk and high off of their power that they are trying to step all over the Catholic Church and say they know better, they have moral high ground, they don't care what the Pope or the Catholic Church says. We'll see how this turns out for the people in the country that claim to vote for the Republican Party due to religion, yet are repeatedly smacked in the face in doing so. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler channel, double check to make sure you're subscribed. Sometimes people get unsubscribed, but we're getting so close to 2 million subscribers. We need all of the help we can get. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluff Mobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to spinquest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.